Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, let's get right to it.
Oh, look at him. Look at him right there. Look at this guy.
Joining us, guys. The one and only X Division champion from TNA, it's Mustafa Ali. Good morning.
Good morning, kind sirs. How is everyone today?
Well, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
I have a bone to pick with you, Mustafa Ali.
Oh, no. Well,
I told that story on the air. But I want to see your reaction to it. I was introducing my good friend Samira to many people. She was very, very excited to meet, you know, people who influenced her of Middle Eastern descent. So I introduced her to Mojo and Manswa and Ali. And it popped me because she would walk up and she'd go, "What are you?" to everybody. And you looked at her and you said, "That doesn't matter. We're all the same to this guy." And pointed to me. What gives?
Am I wrong?
No.
He said no.
He said, yeah, you said no. You just.
Wait. Yes. Yeah, yes, you are wrong. No, that's not accurate.
Guys. At all. Let's just leave it be. He's already answered the question.
Damn it.
Let's move on. He walked right into that, man.
You tricked me. You are a politician.
You know, it doesn't take much to trick you, Mr. Sapp. But
damn it.
You should listen to the question, Sean. That's your own.
Listen, that's a lot of work.
It's your own question. You wrote it down. I saw you looking down. You wrote
it's
it down.
It's a lot of work, man.
We're off to a hot start, aren't we?
There we go. I mean, we were talking off air, or not off air, on camera. I mean, you're killing it, especially this weekend. I mean, you were defending the X Division title in TNA. Or from TNA at a Revolver House of Glory show against a TNA legend in Amazing Red, somebody who made me really appreciate that style. What does carrying that torch mean for you? Because, I mean, were you a person who was inspired by the X Division as you grew up?
Listen, Mr. Sapp, the kind folks at FIFA. I know the response you want from me right now. You want me to sit here and talk about, yeah, of course, as a 16-year-old kid, and it meant so much, and Ricochet and I were geeking over this. And although there's some truth to that, I have to be so honest with you guys, because I'm just looking at the industry as a whole, and I'm looking at what I've done on this world tour of mine and how much adulation and praise I've given guys like Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley and Amazing Red. And the truth is this now. I'm so disappointed because I have been running a schedule like nobody else for the past 4 months. I'm in Costa Rica, I'm in London, I'm in Philly, I'm going back, Chicago, sold out shows, legendary opponents, fasting during the month of Ramadan, cover up PWI. I mean, I'm doing it all, right? Not a scratch on me, not a dent in my armor. You think Sabin would do something? You think Shelley would do something? You think Red would? Somebody, anybody, hurt me. Take me to the limit. Here's my request. I want somebody for the first time in my existence to make me doubt myself, to make me question if I really am that good. I thought Red would do it. Didn't come close. Mr. Sabin, the greatest TNA X Division champion of all time. Smoked him. My debut match. Mr. Shelley didn't come close. Beat him with a roll-up, actually. So here's my, and I'm being humble about this. I hope you guys can see my sincerity in this. I'm doing all of this while not eating and not drinking from sunrise to sunset. Do you guys understand the scope of this? 5 days a week, I'm on the road. Sold-out shows, autograph signings, seminar, all this stuff. All this stuff. I got the industry in my hand. And no one could put a dent in my armor. So yes, here's me being humble. Yes, Amazing Red's a legend. It's great to share the ring with him. I got to say kind words to him, told him how I felt, told him as a 16-year-old kid, he's the first VHS tape that I watched that was non-adult related. But that's another point of view that we can talk about another time. But I watched the very best of Amazing Red, you know, and I got to tell him that you know, create a path for me to walk on. But I'm disappointed. I cannot find someone. So please, Fightful fans, all the boys watch this, right? All the boys love Fightful. Please, somebody, anybody, make me doubt myself. Put a dent in my armor. Please.
Well,
humble request.
Well, let's talk about it. April 20th in the Pearl Theater at the Palms, TNA Rebellion. Jake Something is your next opponent going after that TNA X Division World Championship or X Division Championship. Is that the guy? Talk to me, because you've been on a tear. You're talking about everything you've done. You're also trying to put limits on this X Division. So
Let's reel it back here.
He's a big beefy fella. He's beefy.
I would almost say too big. Now hear me. There's no fear, you know, in my voice when I say this. You could see it in my eyes. There's no fear, right? I'm a very confident individual. But they keep telling me that the X Division supposedly is no limits, and I've never heard of that phrase ever. But there can't be no limits, right? Like there's got to be some limits. Like when you get on the street and you're driving, can't be no limits, right? There's a speed limit, and limits are there to preserve things, to ensure that they continue to happen. So this whole idea of a guy that's well over 300 pounds, I believe, last time I checked, question if he's natural. If the fact that he is competing against someone that is natural, someone that's well below 200 pounds, I don't see how it measures up. So I'm actively talking to the TNA office to actually have that match removed at the pay-per-view. And I want everyone to realize that Jake Something just isn't right for the exhibition. So for all the good folks watching this live, please send out the hashtag SomethingAintRight, and then make sure you at TNA so that they get the message. I appreciate all of your support. Thank you.
If they don't remove the match, can you introduce limits though? You know, you just question how natural he might be. Can you get a drug test? Can we do a weigh-in? Anything? You know, you're the champion. You call the shots here.
Not just the champion, the president of professional wrestling, and I do have my cabinet actually working on administering a drug test as we speak. But thank you, Mr. Lampard.
I mean, Kevin Nash once did throw some pretty heavy accusations of PED use around the X Division, and now you're saying, maybe that's true.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. I'm just presenting some topics. You guys discuss it.
How?
Accusations don't come from me. I have an observation. That's all.
How would Mustafa Ali perform in the paparazzi championship series that we saw Alex Shelley and Kevin Nash used years ago? I saw that TNA actually posted the full video of all of those on their YouTube recently. How would you perform?
See, Mr. Seb, I don't really perform. I just am.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You know, this idea of performing is just such a novel concept, but that I don't think I would partake because I have serious business. And Mr. Sapp, I have a bone to pick with you. You are such a in the past guy. Let's talk about the future.
Okay.
Let's talk about what's next. Let's talk about I don't know how Mustafa Ali is the hottest free agent in professional wrestling right now. How everyone's calling me, but how every show that I'm on sold out. How the next generation is coming up to me asking how they can learn from me. But here you are wasting my valuable time talking about Alex Shelley and paparazzi stuff. Good on you, Mr. Sapp. Good on you. You're something.
I mean, these are people that you had history with in Saban and Shelley. Immediately recent history.
Sean, the man said he didn't want to talk about the past.
Yeah, but here. I mean, listen, I can think of a couple other people who have been accused of being political, who have abstained from participating in things that could perhaps either expose them or highlight them. And I don't know.
Mr. Sapp, did you take your medication today? Because something's quite off with you, sir.
What medication do you think I'm on?
I don't know. You clearly need something because you're quite off today, sir. Yeah, I thought he was going to walk off right now.
You are asking about things that are honestly, I don't want to speak for Mr. Ali here, but like the paparazzi, it's below him. It's an old concept, a dead concept. There's a reason why it hasn't been brought back or anything like that. Like,
what's going on here?
I like Mr. Lambert style. You, my man, you get it.
I have a question regarding, you're talking about the future. You brought some good hands to your forefront recently. You can cast them aside. I know that was in the interest of having a great six-man tag match, but let's talk about working with good hands, because they are two, not only living up to their names, but two guys that continue to show growth in TNA. Talk to me about working with good hands.
I did have the distinct honor and pleasure of working with the good hands, but I think they are in a similar position where I found myself years ago, where sometimes you need to be a squeaky wheel. Being the good soldier, the whatever you need will only get you so far sometimes, and I feel they're incredibly talented. But sometimes you also need to realize when it's time to switch up things. And I think they're in that position in their career right now where they need to either put their foot on the pedal or because, you know, in my observation, they're kind of taking it off. But again, I think, like, they're living up to the name, good hands. GYV presented itself as an option, and obviously it was a smart choice because we walked away with the victory. Well, I walked away with the victory because I got the pinfall. But, yeah, it was a great strategic choice, and that's what great leaders do, right? We make the hard choices. We make adjustments. We go to the war room, and we strategize, and we walk away with victories.
Is there anybody – you mentioned, you know, no one can – no one's likely to scratch on you. All these old
names
of the past.
What am I at? 27-0? I'm yelling at my wife. She's also my press secretary. 28-0. Something like that. A scratch? Nothing.
Is there anyone out there who you think, like, maybe this guy, maybe he'll challenge me a little bit? Obviously, I mean, not going to beat you or anything, but maybe you'll be a little bit challenged.
People are tripping me about this guy, Hiromu. He talks to a cat or something. He's a big deal in Japan. He's coming over. Oh, he's going to be the one. Okay. You know, all these promotions that are booking me against their top guys, you know, there's a Casey Navarro, Storm Grayson, a Mr. Blackwood. You know, all these guys, and rightfully so. You know, if you want to make an impression, if you want people to actually talk about you, go after the guy that everyone's talking about. So I applaud their enthusiasm. But no, I don't see anyone on the horizon that's under 200 pounds. I don't see anyone that's under the horizon that could even come remotely close to what I'm doing. On the microphone, in the ring, presentation, promos, suits, maybe. It's me. It's me, and then there's me. That's it.
You mentioned wanting to institute limits because it seems a little bit unfair. And I know that Jeremy called
it unfair, unjust, Mr. Sapp. Use the word that I use, unjust, but go on, sir.
Unjust, sure. Jeremy talked about you being a leader. What changes would you make to the X Division? What limits would you institute if you could institute limits in addition to those you've mentioned earlier?
There you go, Mr. Sapp. You clearly have taken your medication. Now you're asking great questions. So one, weight limits, obviously, because again, who wants to see Jake something as a champion? The guy's grotesque. But I would like to give people some sort of power, some sort of vote in this. So I would hold open votes. I would have a town hall meeting. That's what I would do. I would have a town hall meeting amongst the Activision's competitors, and maybe we could some sort of vote. I mean, we're a democracy, right? We should vote for who is next in line. And then, I mean, as the Activision champion, I should obviously have the final say whether that happens or not. But I think that would be fun. I think that would be fair. You know, a town hall meeting. Town hall meetings, right? Everyone could kind of come up to the podium and present their case, so to speak. So that's something I would impose. I think it's a novel concept. I think it's kind of great. I think I might do it.
Well, Mr. Ali, you're a beacon of fairness, and you have that TNA X Division Championship, and it comes with the option for option C to cash in for a World Heavyweight Championship shot. Is that something that you are interested in pursuing, or are you more attuned to the X Division style?
So I think it's inevitable. I think, you know, great men do great things, you know, and I am a great man. So it's inevitable for me to achieve the next level of greatness, but I am so focused on the task at hand. And right now the task at hand, my good friend, is to make the X Division great again. And there's only one man that could do that. It's me. So the groundwork has been laid. We are building the foundation to greatness, but there's still work to be done. People like Jake Something are kind of preventing the progress of that. They will be removed, and then we will continue under our path of greatness. So until I feel like the X Division has surpassed its previous, I mean, Sean Ross, Sapp's favorite thing is talk about the past, so we'll talk about the past here momentarily. You know, talk about the greatness of the X Division in the past. You know, the AJs and the Low Keys and the Christopher Daniels, all these great guys. I'm looking to surpass all of that, you know? My debut match, the main event of No Surrender. The last time that was done is 2005. You know, so I've already the cover of PWI. The last time that happened, the TNA X Division champion was on the cover of PWI. It was what, 2006. So already, I'm making strides to make the X Division great again, and I will make the X Division great again.
Mr. Ali, I appreciate your humbleness on, you know, you want to surpass. I feel like we're there though. What if, you know, all these other guys, the names of the past, they weren't going around the country. They weren't going to promotion, selling out all these arenas.
My kind man, he said the country. You meant the world. You want to hear about two weeks ago? I flew out Thursday night to Philadelphia. Did two sets of TV tapings for TNA in Philadelphia. Saturday, two more sets of TV tapings in Philadelphia. Sunday morning, flew to Costa Rica. Flight was delayed, landed when the show started, went straight to the arena. Wrestled a guy that did not speak English. That was an experience. Did the meet and greet after the match. Was back in my hotel at 2 o'clock in the morning. Flight was at 4:30 in the morning. Landed Monday. Tuesday morning, flew from Chicago to somewhere in Connecticut. I'm already forgetting. Fight Life Pro. Wrestled JT Dunn. Came back Wednesday. Thursday morning, Chicago to Dayton, Ohio for Pro Wrestling Revolver, a five-hour drive. Toured up with the homie Rich Swann. Defeated him, of course. Friday morning, drove an hour and a half from Dayton to Indianapolis, Indiana for Squared Circle Expo. Came back home at midnight from Indianapolis, Indiana to Chicago. And then Saturday morning, caught a 7 a.m. flight to Spokane, I believe it's called. Spokane, Washington, which is a hell of a way to travel. I think we had to stop in Denver to Spokane. Wrestled Alex Zane, defeated him, of course. And then came back Sunday, and that was just 1 week. That was just 1 week in the life of the presidential candidate, the TNA X Division champion, Mr. Philly. So, yeah, I'm all over the place, and I completely forgot what your question was. Go on.
I was saying that, you know, the past, nobody else was doing this. And by the way, you got to be admired for – you said you drove all this, like – you are doing this, putting the miles on yourself to do this. You're not asking for help from other people. You certainly could. Like, you know, Mr. Ali, you're the TNA X Division champion. You could get the limo, get the bus, get the private jet and everything. Instead, you were showing you were still an on-the-ground, boots-on-the-ground type of champion by still doing these things yourself, and no one's leaving a scratch on you. I don't know if I really have a question. This is just more, yeah, I feel like you're not getting the credit you deserve from everyone.
You know, it's you know, as you put it, you know, so humbly, it's a lot to undertake. And the fact that I was able to do it at such a high level and come out, it's really a Ramadan miracle. I know that's not an expression used too much, but it's really a Ramadan miracle. And here we are. Here we are, smiling, healthy, happy. Happy. I'm happy, guys. Sean Russ. Sap doesn't look too happy, but I'm happy.
It's my turn to ask a question. I'm going to compromise with the past future thing that we seem to be at a head on. You faced a fellow by the name of Jonathan Gresham back in 2016. You guys tore it up, had a 30-minute match. You won that match. It was announced this past week that he has signed with TNA officially. You guys have both changed significantly since then. You've grown significantly since then. Physically, in the ring, as people, what was your immediate reaction to a guy like Jonathan Gresham, widely considered one of the best in-ring performers in the world, wrestlers in the world, signing with TNA?
Great win for TNA, a great opportunity for Mr. Gresham, and he inevitably will come knocking on my door, and then I'll decide whether or not will answer the door. Mr. Gresham doesn't interest me as an opponent. He's no one that's going to elevate me.
He's not over 200 pounds. Is there a height requirement now? Are you adding that?
Why are you making something? When did I say that, Mr.
You said that.
When a height requirement?
He never said anything. Sean
said that.
I said the match itself does nothing for me. I will gladly give him the match as an act of charity to help him out. Make a splash, Mr. Gresham. Mr. Gresham can get some notoriety.
That act of charity isn't tax deductible, just so you know. I'm sure that will be checked on at some point.
Sav, what is your issue with me and the Mustafa Ali campaign? What have we done for you? Do you not?
I feel like there are some discrepancies.
Remember the first comment you made about you bringing that young lady around and kind of categorized?
You categorized it.
Mr. Sav, we're going to move on. Mr. Gresham is an incredible athlete. As far as the campaign, I think we're a little above Mr. Gresham in more than one ways. But I would gladly do the dance one more time with Mr. Gresham. It'd be amazing. It'd be amazing for him. It would be amazing for the fans. And it's an amazing act of charity on the behalf of the Mustafa Ali campaign. Thank you.
Thanks for your answer.
Before I ask my question, I also just want to point out, Mustafa Ali has also had a match and defeated Jonathan Gresham once before while Ali held a championship.
I said that in my question.
I know.
What are we doing here? I said they tore it up in what, a half an hour. There's a CZW versus Freelance. I know.
There's a repeating.
Mr. Sapp, if everyone is yelling, no one's listening. Let's lower the voice. He didn't take his medication today, did he, guys? I think you guys should have a conversation. Yeah. It's very unprofessional. It's not a good look on the campaign and what we're trying to establish to the audience here. I apologize to those viewing. Again, world, everyone listening. If everyone's yelling, no one's listening.
Sean is just also looking for handouts on people as well. You know, you are a very, very charitable man, Mr. Ali, but like, what is Mr. Gresham done? You know?
I'm sure Mr. Gresham is, again, a credible athlete. He does the octopus thing. I saw the new vignette that he had aired. It's very intriguing. I think he's trying to convey a complex character that has some depth and narrative this time, which will be exciting. But again, I mean this with all sincerity. There is nobody at this level that's doing what I'm doing that's even coming close. I will look anyone in the eye and tell them, I don't sweat you. I don't fear you. There's not an aspect of this game that you are better than me in it. And listen, I would tell them, I know that I am not God Almighty, but in this ring, you lower your head to me. So Mr. Gresham is not anyone that would make me second guess what I just said.
So the question that I actually wanted to ask you was in regards to Ramadan. And like you were saying, that your entire world changes during that time frame. Can you kind of walk us through how your training regimen and how your days change during Ramadan?
For the most part, the easiest way for me to explain this to you is that my day kind of gets flipped upside down. So typically I'm wake up in the morning. This is outside Ramadan, obviously. I would wake up in the morning, do some empty stomach cardio, have a nice big breakfast, and then head off to the gym. And then, during the time I could get some in-ring training. And with Ramadan, for those that don't know, Ramadan's a month for Muslims where we abstain from food and water from sunrise to sunset. And the reasoning behind that is not only for discipline, but also self-reflection. There's a time right before you break your fast, the sun's about to set, and all you're thinking about is like, man, I'm so hungry, I'm so thirsty, I can't wait to demolish all this food in front of me. And it's at that moment you're supposed to take a second and realize that there are millions across the world that feel the exact same hunger that you feel. And the fact that you're looking at food, you know you're going to eat. Like, it's fact, right? There's nothing. And if you don't have food in front of you, you have a credit card, you have money in your pocket, like, you're not going to go hungry. And you're supposed to take a moment to realize there's people all over the world that feel the exact same hunger that you do, but they have no idea when the next drop of water is coming, or when the next bite of food's coming. And that puts everything in perspective. And then you really realize that life's troubles might not so much be much of a trouble at that point. So if you walk around with that perspective, if you walk around with that type of gratefulness, it really puts things in perspective. So that's the reasoning behind it. And then as far as like my training schedule, I would just basically flip it upside down, man. So I would break my fast in the evening. There's a nightly prayer that happens that ends relatively late. But by then the kids are asleep, wife's at home, whatnot. So I'll basically go train for about an hour and a half, 2 hours in the middle of the night, and then wake up again before sunrise, have my huge breakfast then. So that's only the, I don't want to call it inconvenient, when I get kind of already explained what the purpose of Ramadan is. So if I just have to get up in the middle of the night to train, I'll do that. But that's just my big change. It's a little harder when you have to perform. So like the Amazing Red match happened at 3 p.m. Like the show started at 3 p.m. and fasted and break till about 8 p.m. in Philly. So that was a little like... That one was a little rough. And then I've had a few times where I performed with WWE. If I was at the first match, or if I was doing main event, which is recorded before Raw, which starts at like 7 o'clock, I've had a few times where it's like, ah, like this will be a little rough. But again, when you put things in perspective, it's not so rough then.
Mr. Sapp, do you have any more bias questions?
I mean, bias in what sense? But, you want to talk about bias? Here we go.
What are you looking up online now?
I'm not looking. I'm just making sure the dates are correct here. About 2 weeks before I faced Shaza McKenzie, you trained her in the ring. This seems like it was intentional, because you're not just going to go. That seemed like a charity case.
Mr. Sapp, do you know my training schedule? Do you know when I frequent the Freelance Wrestling Academy?
Why wouldn't you make that public?
So if you would see this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good lesson. This is a good lesson about someone taking a narrative and spinning it to create an image that is false.
I asked the question,
Mr. Sapp. I did not train Miss McKenzie to
so she lied. Her. So she lied. That, you know what? That's just as satisfying. We can end it here. I'm very happy with the answer in which you provided. Thank you. I appreciate that. I am so glad that we could clear this up. Shaza lied. There we go.
Yeah, that was at a training camp that I regularly hold, and Shaza showed up and just jumped in the training camp. That's all that happened.
I feel now we've also gotten to the crux of why Mr. Sapp has been so angry today, is he's accusing you of, you know, training someone to beat him. By the way, I'm not going to.
Did she beat you?
Yes. I was going to say, clearly, if I don't want to throw an accusation out there, if Mr. Ali did help Miss McKenzie for this match, clearly did a fantastic job, because she won. So
she won.
But now we see the crux of why Mr. Sapp's been so angry.
Mr. Sapp is just,
I apologize for his unprofessionalism, Mr. Ali.
That's okay, guys. We always have someone that we regret in our life. So,
well, as we start to wrap up, we have one last question for you. It's a little game we like to play on the program. It's called Partner, Promo, or Punch in the Face. I'm going to give you three names, and you're going to pick which person you would like to partner with in a tag team match, which one you'd like to have a promo with in the ring one-on-one, and which one you'd like to punch in the face in a singles competition. These three names are very near and dear to our hearts and yours. We're going to pick Leon Slater, Jonathan Gresham, and you know what? Sean Ross Sapp. Mustafa Ali, Partner, Promo, Punch in the Face.
Jonathan Gresham punch in the face because his my fist is already right by his face, so it'll be easy. Leon wouldn't be much of a promo, so maybe partner so I can actually teach him how to be good. And then, you know, Sean likes to talk, so not that he'd be much of a battle either, but I actually think he'd be better than the other two. So I would like to do a little promo off with Mr. Sapp so I could verbally eviscerate him as well.
Well, but, I would like to institute that already happened as well. You can only tell the truth in these promos. Yeah.
So you would be automatically disqualified then.
Well, hopefully there will be no disqualifications on Saturday, April 20th, live at the Pearl Theater at the Palms in Las Vegas. It's TNA Rebuild. Most of all, the faces. This is Jake something. At least that's what's on the card for now. We'll see how it plays out. But for now, Ali, is there anything else you'd like to plug before we let you go?
Ladies and gentlemen, professional wrestling is supposed to be fun. Enjoy it. Cheer. Boo. But enjoy it, you assholes. Just enjoy it. Thank you. I wish you all well. And remember that in Ali, we trust.
Thank you, Mr. Ali.
Did Mr. Sapp leave us? Good.
Seems like it.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Apologies that he was here in the first place.
Yeah. All right, guys. Next time, just.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that. Right. He's technically our boss. So...
Yeah, we couldn't really stop it.
Just... Wait, you guys work for him?
Yeah.
Now, someone's got to pay us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna launch my own thing. Hire you guys.
Thank you. That would help you. Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Just give me a few weeks. I'll get it set up. Okay.
All right. We'll chat about it. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Mr. Ali. You have a great day.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Sir. And that is how you do it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.